Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Today we're looking at a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says this, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." Great verse here. Let's just start at the very beginning there. No temptation has overtaken you that's not common to man. This to me is at least some encouragement, because while we may not have experienced every sin that exists out there, and I don't even know if that's possible, the good news is that Satan doesn't have any new tricks. He's always about his same old, same old. He just recycles his same old temptations with other people. Now, interestingly enough, if you had a family member, let's say your dad or your grandfather, something like this, and they struggled with this specific sin, well, Satan will always come testing your life with that same specific sin, because he wants there to be this generational flow of this sin within your life. So that is something to think about. And so one of the things you might want to do is to look at your family of origin history and see if there are any things that are obvious. Like, is alcoholism obvious? Is rejection something that you see constantly over the course of people within your ancestral, your familial line? And if you do, well, this is something that you want to maybe take some time and think about and pray about and ask God to show you what's going on, etc. But the Bible promises us that no matter what we're tempted with, that it's not like it's uncommon. It's been around for a long, long time. But here's what he promises. He says, hey, look, I know this sin, this temptation has been around for a long time. And so many countless people have been tempted by this. But I want you to know I'm faithful. That's what God tells us. He's faithful. He will not let us be tempted beyond our ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to do it. Okay, let's talk about beyond your own ability. Okay, here's what we're talking about. There are some people that have a natural proclivity towards certain sins, and other people have a natural proclivity against those specific sins. So you may have somebody that like suffers from addiction. They'll get addicted to anything at the drop of a hat. But you might have somebody on the other side that addiction is not a struggle that they have. It's just something that doesn't faze them. So I want you to understand here, we're not talking about your ability to resist temptation. I don't think that's what it's talking about here. And the reason I think that is because, Paul continues on, the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Here's what you need to think about. Imagine temptation running at you. It's coming right at you. You know you're about to face it. But if you really focus in, what you can see right next to temptation is God's faithfulness. So you have a choice between God's faithfulness and that temptation, either to fall victim to that thing that the enemy is tempting you with, or to step into God's faithfulness. So what is the ability talking about here? I think it's your ability to choose what you want to do in that moment, because God is faithful. Where the enemy is trying to destroy you, God is faithful to try to help you get to the next level, to help you endure. And so what he promises is, hey, look, I know temptation's going to come. It's not an if, it is coming. So bet on it, buddy. It's coming. But I promise you that based on the foundation of my faithfulness, what I'm going to do is when temptation is running up to you, right alongside of it, I'm going to have my faithfulness running alongside of that. I'm going to have my faithfulness running to you as well. And you're going to get the opportunity in that moment to choose whether or not to fall victim to that temptation or to rest in my faithfulness and take the way of escape that I give you. That's what the choice is, and that's what your ability is. That's why the Bible says here that it's not beyond your ability. Why? Because you're always able to choose. Now, you may think, well, I don't have a choice. You always have a choice. It's whether or not you want to deal with the repercussions. You always have a choice, though. So what are you going to choose, temptation, or are you going to choose faithfulness? God always gives you a way of escape. And let me let you in on a little secret about that. You always know the moment that way of escape presents itself. You just internally, deep down, somehow know. And I want you to be able to begin to recognize that more clearly. And I want you to take that opportunity to take the way of escape. Stop falling into the temptation and begin falling into God's faithfulness. Sometimes we see the temptation and we think, man, God's so far away. How in the world am I going to get out of this? We have to realize that running right next to temptation is God's faithfulness, a way of escape. And we have the ability. We can choose. I hope that you're choosing God's faithfulness. That's how you endure temptation. You just choose God's faithfulness. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.